To Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Garth Nicholson from the Institute of Molecular Medicine, and we're going to be talking about some experiments that they've been running, some trials to determine what they can do to help people with these chronic disabling diseases. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that in America today, we have probably, 4 or 5 million people. We have probably a couple of million people with chronic fatigue syndrome and a million or two with chronic fibromyalgia. We've got maybe a couple of million people with Lyme disease and Gulf War illness. And of course, all of these are manifestations of certainly a dysfunction of the mitochondria, whether it is caused by toxins, whether it's caused by infections, chronic infections. The etiology of the chronic fatigue of the fibromyalgia certainly is not known. We do know what causes Lyme disease, but Lyme disease has many concomitant infections besides the Lyme organism. So, well, that is the background. Dr. Nicholson, thank you so very much for being with us, and you pick up the story.
Well, it's a pleasure being with you, and you're absolutely right. One of the things that we and other groups have found in the last few years is that practically all the chronic, if not all the chronic diseases, have one thing in common. It's that the little energy-producing organelles inside our cells, the mitochondria, are dysfunctional. They don't produce the correct molecules. And mitochondria, as it turns out, are involved in a number of other important properties of cells. They help determine whether a cell lives or dies. They help determine inflammation through interactions with inflammasome structures within the cell. They help determine the life cycle of the cell and actually the lifetime of the cell. Theories of aging have involved mitochondrial properties, mitochondrial function as well. So the mitochondria are extremely important to us. And one of the aspects that we've touched upon in the last few years is with the loss of mitochondrial function, which occurs, as I mentioned, in virtually every chronic illness, certainly all the ones that you mentioned, that means that the cell does not have the energy systems necessary to continue to perform in the way it should perform. So therefore, in our central nervous system, we have cognitive defects. We have, which includes memory loss, for example, and functional defects because of the loss of mitochondrial function. We have mood problems. We have a whole host of different problems that are associated with central nervous system defects. In addition to that, a lot of the diseases which are killing particularly Americans and other people at very high rates, like heart disease, are very dependent upon mitochondrial function. And in fact, I'm just preparing a presentation to give at an international meeting in San Diego in a couple of weeks, which deals with this. It deals with heart disease and the markers of heart disease. Turns out, are directly tied to mitochondrial function.
All right, fine. Well, these are things that most doctors don't even think of, certainly, that unless you really have studied this. Why? I mean, basically, you have somebody come in, they just tired all the time. You may do some studies on them. You may do a Lyme study for them, and So often the tests for Lyme disease certainly are not already totally accurate. An awful lot of people have Lyme disease. It doesn't show up unless you do very special testing. But even if you don't come up with something, what do you do for somebody like this? Do you put them on Prozac? Well, there are things that you can do physiologically to help them. And that is really what's so exciting about Dr. Nicholson's work.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, I guess, is Dr. Garth Nicholson, and we're talking really about the physiology of chronic fatigue and so many of these chronic illnesses where people just are tired all the time. And Dr. Nicholson, you refer to mitochondria. Now, I know what a mitochondria is. I remember seeing them some 60 years ago, or 65 years ago when I was in medical school, but I don't think that the average individual out there understands what the mitochondria is, and yet it's an essential part of the cell. Could you more or less describe it so that the listener out there in the audience that have some idea what you and I are talking about?
Yeah, I think the simplest concept of what the mitochondria are and what they do is that they're little batteries inside our cells that provide all the energy necessary. You know, you take the batteries out of any electrical component that you have that runs on batteries and it won't work. You damage the batteries and it won't work. And the batteries inside our cells, it turns out if you have a chronic illness, are damaged and they don't work properly, and they don't they lose anywhere from 40 to 80% of their function. They can't provide the energy necessary that the cells need to perform all the different functions that our various cells have to perform. So these little batteries, just like the batteries in our flashlight, are protected by insulation. If you damage that insulation, the battery in your flashlight will actually leak. It will leak and this causes the battery to discharge and it loses its energy and your flashlight won't work. And the mitochondria inside our cells, as the little batteries inside our cells, if the membranes leak, the mitochondria are damaged and can't perform their function, just like our flashlight doesn't work anymore when the batteries leak. The little batteries inside our cells, the mitochondria, when they become leaky, they don't function either. They don't produce the high-energy molecules necessary for the cell. So in the simplest terms, that's the problem that all chronic illnesses have inside all of our cells. And it leads to a wide variety of different signs and symptoms, many of which, you know, you wouldn't think were involved with mitochondria, but in fact they are. Because practically everything that our cells do require energy. And if our energy isn't being produced by the mitochondria, then a lot of things go wrong. A lot of things go wrong in your brain, for example. Things go wrong in your peripheral nervous system, in your gut, in your cardiovascular system, virtually every system of the body. Things go wrong if the little batteries, the mitochondria inside our cells, aren't working properly. So we figured out where the leakiness was occurring, and it was occurring actually in the lipid membrane, this inner membrane of the mitochondria. And it turns out the wonderful structures that we are, we actually have a way to correct it. And in fact, it's being corrected all the time because we normally, by taking in the proper foods, we can take in the proper molecules that will actually be shuttled in eventually to the mitochondria and replace the damaged components of the mitochondrial membrane. And those turned out to be phospholipids. And it turns out, of course, a lot of the dietary phospholipids that we take in are already damaged, including a lot of the lipid supplements that people take, thinking that they're taking, oh, fish oil or whatever, and this is going to be really helpful for them. Well, it would be, but a lot of these supplements that you buy at the store are already oxidized and damaged, and it's like taking garbage in. If you take garbage in and try and put it into your cells and into the membranes of the cells, it's not going to change the problem. It's not going to affect the problem and change the leakiness problem that exists inside the cells. So you have to use the proper components to replace the damaged components inside the cells, and that's where lipid replacement therapy comes in. And this is one thing that we're recommending for every chronically ill person, no matter what their diagnosis. They need something like this to help prepare their mitochondria. And so what we've been doing is we've been running a series of clinical trials. We're on our 10th clinical trial now on lipid replacement therapy, and we keep refining it. We keep getting better and better at it in terms of the components that we use in the clinical trials, and this has translated into new products that people can actually go out and purchase now, and we've seen how they help people tremendously. And I take these things myself, so I should know. But everybody that I've ever come in contact with that's taken these new lipid replacement therapy products have benefited from it. So it's something I think that everybody's going to benefit from, and that's why I'm so positive about it. Now, the most recent clinical trial that we did were on people with intractable fatigue. These are people that have tried more than 32 or 35 different products on the average. In the trial, they had been to more than 15 physicians with this problem, and they were unable to get any relief from the problem. They'd been sick for more than 10 years, mostly an average of 12 years or more. So these are people that had Lyme disease, people that had chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, Gulf War illness, so on and so forth. So these are people that have been really sick with intractable fatigue for over a decade. So this was really a tough group to deal with because they had not seen any benefit from any product that they'd ever taken in the past. And so we put them on the lipid replacement therapy product, and guess what? Within weeks, we started to see that they benefited tremendously. And when we were through, we had not only a statistically significant difference with the result, but they benefited tremendously from these products. And they had never gotten help from anything else before. So this was something that we just published in the International Journal of Clinical Medical Science. And I'm very proud of the effort on this because this was really a tough group to deal with. These were really sick people that we were dealing with. and they really benefited tremendously from taking these products.
Now, was this the program that you went carried out with Dr. Ellithorp?
Yes. Dr. Ellithorp is my colleague in these programs. She's at the medical end. She serves in the clinic and organizes, helps me. I've organized the clinical trials, and she actually recruits the patient, and we do the follow-up with the patient. So they're really her patients. Although we're conducting the clinical trial, we're using her clinic as the way to monitor the signs and symptoms of these various patients. It also allows us to bring in this group, we had a really good mixture of different people with different problems, everything from fibromyalgia to chronic fatigue syndrome to Gulf War illness to chronic Lyme disease and so on. So we really had a pretty wide group of different patients with different problems. But underlying all these different problems were the fact that they had chronic fatigue, and they also had short-term memory loss and cognitive problems and some of the other things that are associated with all these different chronic illnesses.
All right, fine. Now, basically, is it primarily the lipid therapy? I know that certainly Dr. Ellithorp uses a lot of vitamins and minerals, but is it primarily the lipid therapy you think that makes a difference?
It is, and we've shown that. Taking all the vitamins and minerals in the world will not reverse the damage to the mitochondria. That requires the lipids to repair the membrane of the mitochondria, the inner membrane in particular. And it requires particular types of lipids called glycophospholipids. And these are the membrane phospholipids that are present in all of our membranes. And there are four major classes of these different lipids, and I won't get into the details on this because they really become quite technical. But we've made sure that all the classes of lipids are represented. And in the mitochondria, there's a particular lipid that has to be present because it forms a precursor for a very important component of the inner mitochondrial membrane called cardiolipid. And so that has to be present as well. And so that's directly tied to the function of the inner mitochondrial membrane and what's known as oxidative phosphorylation, the energy driving system that actually produces the high energy molecules that's tied into all this. So we know that when these things get damaged, that there is a natural system that can be used to replace the damaged component of the mitochondria. And what we've done is we've utilized the supplements of these phospholipids. These are supplements that you take orally, just routinely every day. People have never had any problems with these supplements. In fact, over 28 million individual doses of these types of supplements have been given patients without any problems, without any side effects. It's a tremendous safety record. And because they're the natural components that are present in our membrane all along anyway, which is one reason why we don't have any of the adverse effects that go along with pharmaceutical drugs. So this is a natural way to repair and replace the damaged components of the little batteries inside our cells, the mitochondria. And it gives a tremendous boost of energy to people. It produces a tremendous improvements in their cognitive abilities and their brain fog and their short-term memory loss and a lot of other things that go along with the brain problems when your mitochondria are damaged. And it also improves people's quality of life tremendously. Their sexual function is improved, for example. Their ability to get out and interact and do things that they haven't been able to do is improved. And so all the various aspects of quality of life are improved, as well as some of these other functions as well. So we're really high on this product because it's so safe, so natural, and so beneficial.
Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Nicholson, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, is there a proprietary product? Is it possible to get the product by itself, or is it ordinarily come? As I know, of course, Dr. Ellithorp has used a product called Propax, which we've actually advertised for the manufacturer in the past. We're not doing it at the present time. But basically, how would people get this product?
Well, this is the active ingredient of Propax,
right,
called NT Factor.
NT Factor. Now, can you get NT Factor by itself, or do you need to get this in combination?
You can get it in a variety of different ways, and there are a number of different companies that are now providing NT Factor products, and the easiest thing to go to find out about this is to go to a website called ntfactor.com.
ntfactor.com.
On that website, people can find a lot of information about the NT Factor for all these chronic illnesses.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why give us a call? But remember, this plagues so many people in America. And we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Dr. Garth Nicholson. We've been talking about this NT factor, which is basically a lipid compound which will help to repair the membrane of the mitochondria. And I said, hey, really, there are so many people with these chronic disabilities out there, and many of them have chronic infections. They can't deal with the chronic infection because, of course, the cells aren't working normally, and, of course, whether it's the chronic infection that leads to the damage of the mitochondria or the mitochondria that leads to the susceptibility to infection, it really doesn't matter. They both probably play a factor in these tragic diseases. The important thing to do is to get them treated. And, of course, if they do have the chronic infections, they can be helped with antibiotics. But the most important thing is to get those mitochondria working. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we have Sandy calling from Spokane. Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
Hi. I don't know whether he could help me or not, but I just picked up on some of the things. The words that I have
That sounds like an autoimmune disease, antibodies, your own antibodies, something of that sort?
Well, if you're talking about, you have antiphospholipid antibodies, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. If you have antiphospholipid antibodies, this probably would not be a product for you until that is resolved. That's
is it
one
ever
thought
resolved?
Of it. The other thought is that even if you have the antiphospholipid antibodies, if you go on this product, you take excess phospholipids, and they're picked up by the antibodies, but eventually you flood the system with the phospholipids, and eventually they do get in and they do repair the problem. The issue is how this could be administered so that you don't have a problem with immune complex disease. So this means if there are too many antibodies and too many complexes, this could be a problem. So there are ways around that, and it's probably too complicated to discuss here. But if you send me an email, I'd be glad to discuss this further with you.
Oh. Okay.
And how can she send you an email?
They can find my email address at the Institute for Molecular Medicine website, which is www.immed.org.
Yeah, it's almost like immediate, so immed.org.
Right, immediate.org. That's what we tell people to remember the website. And, by the way, they can read all the publications on the NT factor and lipid replacement therapy on that website as well. And they can learn a lot about the chronic illnesses that we've been discussing, everything from neurodegenerative diseases, to fatiguing illnesses, to chronic infections like Lyme disease and so on. This is covered in our website and various publications. There are over 100 publications which can be downloaded from our website, so it's a real useful place to go for information.
Well, does this actually help people as they get older and they get a little bit more forgetful? Does it help their mind
absolutely.
To work?
One thing I didn't bring up was the fact that during the natural aging process, that our mitochondrial function goes down, and this is partly due to the fact that our mitochondria get damaged, the membrane gets damaged, and we lose mitochondrial function. So when you get to be 90 years old, you probably lost more than half your mitochondrial function. So we've actually done a study on aged people, and I know this well because my father, who was 93 at the time, entered the study as a 93-year-old. And what we found was that people had a tremendous surge in energy, even at these people that were really very, very old found that they could do things that they couldn't have done in years. They had activity levels that they hadn't seen for years, partly because the aging process, our mitochondria decline, they get damaged, and we lose a lot of mitochondrial function. Well, we can repair that. In fact, one of the studies that we did, we took mostly 70 to 80 year olds, and we could improve their mitochondrial function to a 30 year old. And that's pretty remarkable anti-aging effect on the mitochondria by just taking these phospholipid supplements, these natural supplements like NT factor.
Let's just see if Sandy has anything else. Sandy, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I don't think so. Would this be available online or something?
Well, you're going to have to get hold of Dr. Nicholson, and you go to his website, and you can find it if you go to immed.org. And that's his...
I-M-M-E-D?
I-M-M-E-D, like immediate.
Oh, I-M-M-E-D.
Institute for... It's the Institute for Molecular Medicine.
IMMED.org.
Right, Institute for Molecular Medicine, MED, okay?
All right, thank you.
God bless, and thanks much to Sandy. I hope it helps. You let us know, will you?
All right, thanks.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the tragedy is most people really are unacquainted with this research. There's one reason why we do it. And I'm sure one reason why Dr. Nicholson is willing to come on with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Dr. Garth Nicholson, and we have Lucille calling us from Michigan. As soon as our producer passes her over, we'll have put her on the line. But basically, of course, this is basically a phospholipid replacement to actually increase the function or repair the defect in the capsule of the mitochondria. And they're just like little fuel cells, little batteries in our cells. I can remember when I was taking my second year of medical school, and we got behind our microscopes, and we looked at the cells there under the microscope, and I remember seeing these little, they're sort of like rod-shaped things, aren't they? Are they in the cytoplasm of the cell, or are they in the nucleus?
They're in the cytoplasm of the cell, and they, you know, there are a number of different shapes, but I think they're most easily seen when they're kind of a rod-shaped material. And you can easily see they take on a number of different types of shapes, though, and they move around the cell. They're not really tightly linked to any of the other structures of the cell, so you see them moving. So it's kind of interesting when you watch them.
And basically, this is a, I mean, the cell really, when you, I think that one of the most intriguing things I can remember from medical school was actually seeing these human cells, whether it be a white cell or, but it was usually the white cells from the blood that we were watching, and they actually moved around just like a little amoeba. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Lucille, who's calling us from Michigan. Lucille, what part of Michigan are you calling from?
From the Flint area.
Okay, very good. Well, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I have a question. I have a side effect from cancer radiation that has affected my optic nerve. I don't totally blind in one eye and 85% blind in the other. And also brain inflammation. And I was just wondering what this product that the doctor is offering, would that have any kind of effect?
All right.
Well, it could if the damage was not permanent. In other words, if this was damage that was repairable and it was damage associated with the mitochondrial function, it could be reversed. A lot of times, when we recommend use of these products, it's soon after the therapy has been conducted, because that's when you have the greatest chance of helping to repair the structures, the normal structures that have been damaged because of the cytotoxic therapy, either chemotherapy or radiotherapy. So that's the time that we most advise it be used. But it can be used at virtually any time, and it may offer you some help. We don't know, as long as that's not a permanent problem, an irreversible problem. As long as it is repairable and it involves the mitochondria, this will help.
I think all you could do, Lucille, would be to try it and see. If it helps you, great. If it didn't, it wouldn't do any harm. Would that be a fair assessment, Garth?
That would be a very fair assessment.
Okay, does that answer your question, Lucille? How long has it been since you had your chemotherapy?
It's been about 3 years now.
Right. Well, it's an awful long time. All you could do is try it, and I don't think anybody would give you any guarantees, but with so many things, you just have to try it and see if it works. Okay.
I see. Okay.
God bless.
I appreciate your answer. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and certainly, an awful lot of people who do have get the chemotherapy treatments really do have quite a reaction to them, don't they, Garth?
Oh, I think it's very debilitating to people to receive this type of therapy, and it takes them often months to recover. And it's during this recovery process that the NT factor is so useful, because the actual therapy, the actual killing of the cancer cell, occurs within minutes to hours after treatment. It's not days and weeks later. That's when the damage to normal cells, that's the effect that you see mostly at that time, and that's why we suggest that things like anti-factor be used to help repair that normal repairable damage that has occurred because of the therapy itself.
Well, now, do the other vitamins help as well? Other vitamins and minerals help with the sickness that comes associated with the use of chemotherapy? And will this in any way help the hair from dropping out? I think that's one thing that's really so embarrassing to people, is their hair falls out.
Well, that's something we haven't really looked into, so I can't really comment on that. But I do know that virtually every system in the body that suffers damage to the mitochondria, we can reverse a lot of that damage if they get on the lipid replacement therapy soon enough after the cytotoxic therapy. That's the secret. They have to get on it pretty quickly. If the effects have lasted for 3 years after, like your caller, they're virtually permanent, it'd be pretty hard to reverse it. Although even in that case, that person is probably going to feel better by taking the NT factor. They'll have more energy, and they'll probably feel much better anyway. But there's a lot of things that occur during therapy that are virtually irreversible. Once that irreversible damage has occurred, like cell death has occurred, you can't really change that.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295-FACTOR. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California in the 831 area. And if you have a question or comment, but there are really so many people out there with chronic fatigue, and they go from doctor to doctor, and as Dr. Nicholson was saying, so many of these people have been to literally dozens of doctors and tried dozens of different products, and it really didn't seem to help. And yet, of course, I know I've talked to Dr. Ellithorpe, and she's really quite enthusiastic about the results of this NT factor on her patients.
She's gotten very good results. In fact, in this San Diego study on cardiovascular disease, I'll be using 35 of her patients in the study that I'm going to report, which is it's a retrospective study, so this was done after the fact. We saw in a prospective study that her patients were getting tremendous benefit in terms of their lowering fatigue and improving quality of life and so on. And so what we did was we took a group of those patients and we examined their blood at times 6 months after they've started the lipid replacement therapy. And what we found was, number one, there were no cardiovascular events, even though these were mostly elderly people, which is good. The second thing was the markers for cardiovascular disease were changed. They were actually, in this case, lowered by taking the NT factor product. So there's some markers for cardiovascular disease, and one of the most popular is called homocysteine, which is a amino acid analog, which is if you have high homocysteine levels, this is a risk factor for a cardiovascular disease, stroke, and a number of other conditions. But if that's lowered, then your risk is reduced. So what we found was that this, over 6 months, began to slowly lower the homocysteine levels in the blood. And that's why those people had no cardiovascular events in that group. And there were a lot of other things going on, but that's kind of just a good marker for cardiovascular disease. And so that improved dramatically on the NT factor. So I think it's just that's a dynamite product for people if they have any chronic illness at all.
Well, what about people who have certainly regular heartbeat, things of that sort? You know, feel that pounding in the chest or dropping beats. Would this have any impact at all upon the cardiac function, or would we know?
Well, we didn't get into that type of detail in this particular study, so I can't say that we really know, although in our studies with the chronic fatigue syndrome and chronic Lyme patients, we found that their incidence of complaint about cardiovascular problems was reduced on this. So we have to go in much more detail, of course, and objectively look at a variety of different parameters that are associated with cardiovascular disease. And we're just beginning to do this, looking at the homocysteine and other markers which are associated with cardiovascular disease is the first step in this process. So far, the results look very promising. But we have a lot more to do in that area. This is all very, very new.
Well, really, it's rather exciting to actually know that you're actually able to improve the outlook for these patients when traditionally there is really little of anything that can be done for it at all. Is the military using this at all? Certainly, I know that you've used this on some of the military personnel, some of the special forces and SEALs, but is the military using this with all those patients who have Gulf War illness who I'm sure they are in the same sort of a situation, aren't they?
They are, and this is one of the products that we recommend for patients that have Gulf War illness, and there was a cohort of patients in our last study that had Gulf War illness, and they benefited just like everyone else from it. So it's one of the things that we recommend for people with Gulf War illness to take this product. But again, for any chronic illness, it's beneficial. So it's like any other problem that we've looked at. We've looked more at chronic Lyme disease recently, and the patients benefited tremendously. In fact, a lot of the Lyme doctors at the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society are now using these products in their patients just as routine. So the leaders in the Lyme field, the Lyme physicians, are all using this on their patients.
Well, let's go to Larry, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. Hi, let's see. We can get the... Oh, there we are. Oh, hi, Larry. How are we doing?
I'm fine. I have a question. Can you tell me if that anti-factor is in any way...
Larry, you're going to have to speak up. I can barely hear you.
Is that anti-factor helpful for someone with Parkinson's disease?
Okay, the question is, would the anti-factor be helpful for somebody with Parkinson's disease?
Or it could be helpful. We haven't done a study on Parkinson's, but we've done... we've just started a study on Alzheimer's patients, and of course, both of these are neurodegenerative diseases of different etiologies, but they both involve problems with mitochondrial function. So that's one thing they have in common, and this will help with the mitochondrial function aspect of it. So it could improve certain aspects, certain quality of life aspects to Parkinson's patients. It's something we just haven't had a chance to look at.
Well, Larry, I think that the only thing they could do is try it. It certainly wouldn't do any harm, and it might do some good. That's all, I think, about all you could say. But there are no studies on it as yet.
I'm asking this for a friend. Is there some way you could tell me in, 30 seconds exactly what causes Parkinson's disease?
Well, without getting involved in this, if you go on our website, the Institute for Molecular Medicine, www.immed.org. There's a section on neurodegenerative diseases, and I'm going to direct you to that section because there's about a paragraph or two that you can read on that particular disease, which I think will be very informative. And there are a lot of publications you can download, and there's information on the website under treatment considerations about the lipid replacement therapy and the use of neurodegenerative diseases.
But basically, Larry, there's certain cells there in the extrapyramidal part of the brain where, of course, there's damage to those cells, and that's what produces Parkinson's disease and the tremor and the difficulty walking and the facial change in facial expression. Okay?
All right.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Dr. Garth Nicholson. His website again is www.immed. Now that stands for the Institute on Molecular Medicine. And of course the website is immed, the Institute.
.org.
Yeah. Right. And so you can go there and fascinating information. Dr. Nicholson, of course, held a tenured position at MB Anderson Clinic, and was that in Austin?
The University of Texas.
University of Texas for many, many years, but unfortunately, if you haven't read his book, incidentally, Project Daylily, why you'll be fascinated by it. We do carry it. And it reads like a Tom Clancy thriller. The only thing is it's really true. And that certainly was a whole different time of your life, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was. And we're certainly glad to get beyond that. But you're right. I mean, that was something that was very horrific, getting involved with the Gulf War veterans after the first Gulf War and the illnesses that they had and the cover-up that was going on about that whole situation. So that's covered in our book, Project Daylily.
And we do carry the book. And if you haven't read it, let me suggest, ladies and gentlemen, it's well worthwhile getting and reading. And not only is it a good adventure story, but the thing is that, of course, it's real, what really, really happened. And the way things really work, not the way you're told that they work, but the way that they really work in the real world. Well, anyway, of course, at the present time, are you working on any other projects? You're primarily then working on the symptomatic treatment for these patients with these chronic disabling diseases.
Well, we're often up to our eyeballs in different projects with chronic illnesses and the use of lipid replacement therapy. I haven't really had time to do much else, although I want to come back to things like chronic Lyme and chronic mycoplasma and so on because they are so important. And they're expanding illnesses into our society and becoming very, very important and very political.
Well, now, basically, what about the use of antibiotics in Lyme disease? What about the use of antibiotics in chronic mycoplasma infections?
Well, these are very useful, but they have to be done in the right way, but you have to really go to an expert that knows what they're doing because most people treat it wrongly or undertreat And that's one of the things we've found. We get so many people coming to us that have undergone inappropriate treatment or ineffective treatment for these types of chronic infections. And one of the reasons for that is that it does require Herculean effort to solve these problems. And it's not just a matter of suppressing the infection, but we have to deal with the immune system, and we have to deal with all the other metabolic problems that are going on in these patients. And so it's a very complex problem that requires a multidisciplinary effort to solve the problem.
Well, let's go to Dolores, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington, and hopefully we'll get her passed on through here. We can talk to that Dolores from Yakima. But basically, of course, we're talking about literally millions of people in the United States, and certainly large numbers throughout the rest of the world, but at least we know that they're here. Dolores, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go right ahead.
Thank you. My son is an upholsterer, and I tried to get him not to eat that glue, to use that glue like another one that I was exposed to.
I'm sorry, Dolores, what does he do? What is his job?
He's an upholsterer.
Oh, an upholsterer. Okay, fine. And so he's
and
exposed
to... And glue that he used, it changed the DNA in his body, and now he has polyhypotherapy. I can't pronounce it, but maybe Dr. Nicholson recognizes what I'm saying.
What are you? What is the disease he has?
Polyberythermia.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Nicholson was just telling us that there may be a this may actually help with some people with chronic pain. They're at least are looking into it because, of course, altering the cell function, getting the mitochondria back into proper balance, can have all sorts of effects on the human body. Well, Garth, we're out of time. I want to thank you so very much for being with us. We'll really look forward to hearing from you as you progress with these various studies. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me again, Stan. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Dr. Garth Nicholson. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it would be well worthwhile listening to this program again. You can certainly pull it down from our website at readyliberty.com or get a tape or a CD from us. But the information Dr. Nicholson has come up with through the years, fascinating information, and we've been looking over his shoulder as certainly he's come through many of these studies. And of course, we've interviewed Dr. Ellithorpe on a number of occasions. She's his contact in Southern California, who has provided the patients and certainly supervised the clinical study. So I think that this is fascinating information, and hopefully it will help you better to understand what's going on today. We actually have a 4-tape set on chronic fatigue syndrome. We have a 4-tape set on Gulf War syndrome. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a great deal to suggest that this is being done intentionally. Most of the people who have chronic fatigue will have a metal poisoning of one sort or another. Fluoride from the fluoride they put in the drinking water, aluminum from what they're spraying in the atmosphere, certainly mercury from the dental fillings and from the vaccinations. They keep telling everybody they need, knowing full well they contain, or many of them contain, mercury, which is toxic. There is no safe dose of mercury. They know that. They're simply poisoning us. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water. They know what they do. If you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, you need to get that. If you'd like to know how they're poisoning the air, let me suggest the DVD, Geoengineering by certainly Roslyn Peterson. That's geoengineering. We also have a new DVD on what in the world are they spraying, and hopefully by next week we'll have the new DVD, why in the world are they spraying. Both of these are put out certainly in conjunction with Ed Griffin, and certainly go into the background of the very real problem we have, as they are altering our weather, and they're using all sorts of chemicals to do it. And those chemicals are getting into our air, so we breathe them. They're getting into water, so we ingest them. They know what they're doing. And basically, we all have a book on weather modification. We have a DVD put out by our good Fletcher, our friend Bob Fletcher, who'll be with us next hour on weather weather warfare. That's a DVD. We have a 4-tape set on weather. We have a 4-tape set on HARP and a book on HARP. You need to understand that they are changing our atmosphere. The global warming if there is any at all, and it probably is cyclical, but they are actually spraying and creating a cloud cover over the United States and many other parts of the world, consisting of aluminum, aluminum oxide, aluminum sulfide, and you need to understand what they're doing. These people have a different view of the world. They believe that they can engineer the world, and not only that, but there's a population control agenda behind this. There really are people, ladies and gentlemen, who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. You say that couldn't be true. Nobody could be that wicked and evil. And my answer, yes, they could be. And the fact you're not hearing about them reflects the degree of control that exists over the media in America, because these are part of the secret societies that do control our media. 6 major corporations, all of which tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. If you haven't heard our talk on that, it's available. You go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can get my material on media control. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program with our good friend, Bob Fletcher. Oh,
be late.
No. Quiet with
war. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who already started out, I guess it was about 1980, when he was had a toy business and was doing very, very well making toys. And somebody came to him and said, look, we can make a lot more money. I'll come in, provide the funds for you, and we'll manufacture your toys and ship them all over the world. And Bob went into business with this man who was an agent of the CIA who wanted to use his toy business as a cover for shipping weapons to Iran during the Iran-Contra scandal. Well, without further ado, Bob Fletcher, how are you tonight?
I'm hanging in there, as I always say.
Okay, you know, well, it's been an exciting 30 years, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, it certainly has. My life was pleasantly exciting up until the time I was taken advantage of by my own government. And, of course, after that, like you say, the last 30 years have been even more exciting. But kind of, sort of half and half on a negative side of things. It kind of thrust me into a situation that I certainly wasn't looking for. And of course I had, ended up losing my business and finding out that my government that I had served in the military, voluntarily during the Vietnam War had, ended up turning its back on me. And when they have these characters that function for the intelligence community working on a regular full-time basis, and they do things what they refer to as supplying weapons or supplying air, that means air support, or supplying on-the-ground intelligence, which means overseeing spy programs. But what they do is, which I found out, and of course we all know that stuff goes on, but if you don't go in and volunteer for it, you certainly don't want them to come in and use your business that you've got created with your own sweat, blood, sweat, and tears. You don't want to voluntarily throw that in the garbage on the basis that these guys want to use it as a covert front for carrying out weapons supplies.
Well, there's illicit activity. But remember, Bob, this is not our government. This is their government. There's two governments. There's a visible government, and then there's an invisible government. And certainly, the visible government is the one that stands for everything that you and I believe in and treasure. But the invisible government really controls what's really going on behind the scenes. And they're in total working control. Their agenda is not known to most people, but they really want to utilize the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world empire under the control of a ruling elite. That's what it's really all about. There's the visible government, and then there's the invisible government. Would you agree or disagree?
Absolutely. No question about it. And it's a shame the invisible government is the one that has now got pretty much total control of the money and whatever else they want to do.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment, but the invisible government really controls the military. The military does what they're told to do, and sometimes they do things, terrible things, but after all, when you're in the military, you do what you're told to do. but they control the banking, they control the great corporations, they control the leadership of both political parties, the educational system, they control the media. They could largely control the great tax-exempt foundations. They control our government, and most people have no idea what's really going on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And certainly Bob is saying that really there's so much corruption today. It used to be that people would talk about corruption, dealing in millions of dollars. Now it's billions of dollars. And basically there are all sorts of things going on, government projects, and the money just disappears. $10 billion here, $20 billion there. We just don't know what had happened, apparently. There was a fellow who was in charge of Tyco, a major corporation. He had actually has been asked to give back $500 million, $500 million that he simply embezzled from that company. And, well, you know, they just can't decide what they're going to do about it. And they think they made a settlement with him, but nobody's going to know what it was. $500 million he embezzled. And did this guy go to prison? Well, no, we don't want to send him to prison. He's got a lot of friends in high places, and he's paid off a lot of friends and judges. And this is the way the system really works. Tyco, T-Y-C-O. Look it up. The fellow stole $500 million. Go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and again, like I say, just in the Twin Towers situation, I haven't been able to get a good handle on it because all the different reports are varying in several directions. But see, there were several major banks, there were major investment companies, there were major just large industrial organizations that were in those two buildings, and in the basement was made available where these huge vaults with unbelievable amount of storage, and what they actually had, for example, the Bank of Nova Scotia was one, and they had 379,000 ounces of gold and 29 million ounces of silver in real bullion, physical gold and silver in vaults down underneath there. Now, that's a single organization, and that is the Bank of Nova Scotia. And then they had a real estate investor there who supposedly had something like $650 million in gold bullion down also in some of these vaults. This is all separate funds. Another amount that amounted to $600 million dollars in gold and silver for someone, another organization approximated the same. And you had a company called Comex, which is literally a gold and silver metal trading company that dealt in gold and also in silver and bullion and even plutonium, platinum. So between these three, for example, they had 3,800 gold bars weighing over 12 tons in just gold, and other one had, they also had 102 million ounces of silver worth $430 million in the same vault. So here's all of this money, and again, to try to get an exact figure, it's difficult, because a lot of course, nobody wanted to really admit what they had stashed away down there. So to get accurate figures is crazy. But at no time has it ever been proven that this money was gotten out, or was it taken out before, because there was rumors that there actually were trucks lined up taking it out within the week or so prior to the buildings going down. You know, they were down there with these giant trucks and armored cars and guys with machine guns and all that kind of stuff, and that was prior to the Twin Towers coming down. And then later on, of course, now that's just a single location with an awful lot of vanishing gold and silver, just what you call really true currency. And then later on, we found out that there was something like $6.6 billion sent from the United States to Saddam Hussein. And during the, after the Saddam Hussein removal of him, and it was just dumped in Iraq, you know, and nobody even explained. This went under the Defense Department now. And that money, $6.6 billion, vanished also, just disappeared. And the special investigator for the Iraqi, supposedly reconstruction, his name was Stuart Bowen, he told the New York Times that the missing money may represent the largest theft of funds in the nation's history at a single location or a single theft. Now, when they get with these guys who are supposed to be the special investigators, they don't get any real good answers. They say, well, what happened? You know, I mean, are you chasing it? And they say, well, we're doing an audit. We're looking into it. We're trying to figure out, maybe it's a bookkeeping error. Well, they know better than that. It's not a bookkeeping error. It's actually just gone. That was the end of it. And this money, by the way, and I had some photographs, that were taken by some, military people when this stuff was delivered. These were in $100 packages, $100 bills. In big, nice cubicle packages of about, I don't know how much they are per package, but they're about a 4 to 5 inches high, $100 bills for the total amount of $6.6 billion with a B. And it's just vanished. Right? Then, up pops, another, by the way, this was during George Bush's, administration. And they just flew him into Baghdad on board C-130 military cargo. And from what budget that came out of, nobody seems to be specific either. So we don't know who it was that wrote the check someplace and converted that actually into cash, green dollars. Now I'm making a point with all of this here, getting around to it. We also then later on, here as of July 12th, 2012, they were asking the Inspector General for the Federal Reserve, Inspector General Elizabeth Coleman, and they wanted to know where $2 to $3 trillion had vanished from the Federal Reserve books. $2 to $3 trillion. Now this, by the way, is just a couple of weeks ago. This is July 12th of 2012. And when they interviewed this Miss Coleman, who is in charge of this stuff, they said, how are they, the congressman was asking, what's she doing with her investigation? And she said, well, she corrected the congressman. She says, well, see, we don't like to call it an investigation at this time. It's what we call a financial review, you know. And I thought the congressman, by the way, is a pretty good guy. He's a fellow that actually won the congressional seat location that I had run for back in 1990 in the state of Florida down around Orlando. And he's actually done pretty good. His name is Alan Grayson. He's fairly honest, which means he'll probably not get back in again. But anyhow, it even when they confront the Inspector General, it's supposed to be looking into it. First off, she said, well, basically, we're just carrying on a review right now, and we don't like to call it an investigation. And of course, she's at least being honest, because they never call these things investigation if they're talking about pointing fingers at somebody that may be actually sitting next to them.
Well, but my understanding, Bob, is that the Federal Reserve has been transferring large sums of money to the banks over in Europe just to try to keep them afloat, and it has to just keep pouring money in there because, of course, all of the European currency could topple down. Suddenly, there's nothing behind it. The only way to keep things going is just to keep pouring money in so that they'll be able to continue their wonderful socialist state over there, which they can't afford. They're sort of like we are here. They're spending money that they don't have to buy the support of the people. And certainly in Greece, the people don't want to work. Why should they work when the government will provide for them? So the government provides for them, but the government doesn't have any money. So as long as we will put money over there, the European Sunday Central Bank will put money over there, and then, of course, we will then do some sort of a swap so that we are actually picking up the bill for the European Central Bank. They borrow the money from us. Isn't this really what's going on over there?
Well, that's part of that reserve money, but again, none of it's being tracked. In other words, this particular woman, who is, again, the general overseer, inspector there, general, when asked, relative to just that money, what banks got it, she did not know.
And she
didn't say, I can give you that behind closed doors. You know, and now she's addressing to a congressman, doing the inquiry. She didn't say, I can get you that next week or anything. She says, we don't have record of that. We don't know.
I mean, how could you possibly not know where $3 trillion has gone?
Well,
of course they know. She's simply lying. But they all lie.
Yes.
This is the thing. They're all in on this.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing is creating a situation that eventually is going to lead to the collapse of our economic system. There's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its monetary system. There's no better way to destroy a monetary system than just to create money out of nothing, more and more and more. Go right ahead. Nope. This is why Ron Paul wants to audit the Federal Reserve. And everybody says, why, you don't have to audit the Federal Reserve. They audit themselves all the time. And they say there's nothing to worry about. And, you know, who would trust any corporation in the United States to audit itself and give an honest audit? This is why you have an independent audit but that's the last thing they want on the federal government. And basically, the Federal Reserve System really controls the government. They are an independent organization, far stronger, far more powerful than the central government, the elected government of the United States. They represent the international banking cartel that controls the world.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Recently talking that the Defense Department lost about $2, maybe $3 trillion. They really don't know where it is. And Rumsfeld admitted that. But he just said, we have no idea where it went to. And if anybody believes that, they've got to be incredibly gullible. Certainly, if you follow what's going on in the Defense Department, they lose several billion dollars every year. They have no idea where it goes. And basically, we have to understand, there is certainly is gross corruption at every level of our government today. Somebody is ending up with all these trillions of dollars. We're really talking about trillions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen. But the average individual has little understanding of what's really going on because they depended upon the mass media for their information, and the mass media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness and simply lies to and deceives the average American. Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay, and what and in the, thrown in the middle of this what we call defense budget money lost, which was about $2 to $3 trillion. Prior to that, from 96 to 2001, it appears that there was an additional $700 billion added up on top of this $2.3 trillion to $3 trillion that vanished recently. Prior to that, there were $700 billion disappeared from the basic Defense Department's money. Not just off their books. I mean, it was gone, okay? It's not like it was just some bookkeeping error. Now, I think that I have figured out where the money's been going. See, now some parts of this, of course, particularly if you're talking about a few million here and a few million there, I think that just went into somebody's pocket that was able to do the proper finagling or whatever was going on and was able to transfer funds from point A to point B, which was some a numbered account in Switzerland under somebody's name that we probably would even recognize if we saw it. But I started thinking, you know, when you're really talking in short periods of time, amounts involving hundreds of millions or trillions, you have to say to yourself, where would that go? How could anybody or even an organization, how would you go about hiding money like that and keeping it out of, you know, having it just disappeared, you know, unless you were Houdini and thought you could pull that off. But how would you ever go about stashing it? And I got thinking, I remembered a huge building that was built in right outside of the heartland, the middle of Washington, D.C., in the Arlington area. There was this giant new Defense Department building that was put up day by day, inch by inch, brick by brick, every day. All the people with the Defense Department, the White House staff, everybody saw this thing going up. Nobody stopped to ask what it was. It was a big government building. And it was the new building that was built to handle the echelon spying, the electronic spying operation that took place a few years ago when it finally was exposed. That's the program where they could listen in on your telephone calls, your email, and do all that stuff. Well, they had secretly taken the diverted funds that this multi-million dollar, probably multi-billion dollar.
Probably multi-trillion dollar.
It was really the giant, probably at least multi-billions. I don't know whether it got into the trillion.
But basically, they listened to every telephone call in the United States and record it. They check every fax, every email. Then they're gone over by computer. But they're not just simply looking for terrorists. They're looking to see what the average American is thinking. They have their records, and they have all of these extensive electronic items filed away. And they have these buildings, you know, that are literally hundreds of acres in size, where all of this electronic, everything about you is there. Every telephone call you have has been recorded. Every email, every fax. This is Project Echelon. Echelon. You've probably never heard of it. You're not supposed to. Go on the Internet. Fortunately, the Internet will let you actually see what this is about. Project Echelon, a government project long antedated the war on terrorism. The war on terrorism is the excuse for it, but it existed long before the war on terrorism. They're preparing for a fascist society. They have to have records on everybody. All these cameras that you see going up every place, they're keeping those things on record permanently as well.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Just asking Bob where he got these figures from the, $600 or $700 billion that has disappeared this year. And he just said you can certainly go to the internet and look up, you know, funds disappeared from Iraq or funds disappeared from the Defense Department, and it's put down the various places where the funds could be, where they disappeared, and he simply added them all up and we're coming up with about $600 billion simply disappearing.
Since the beginning of the year.
Just since the beginning of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, these things happen all the time. Why? Because if they're going to create their world government, they have to have the money. And basically, where do you think the money comes from to build up the Chinese communist military and the Chinese communist industries? Where do you think the money comes from for drilling the oil wells and the gas wells in Russia that's made them the largest single producer of both oil and natural gas in the world. Why, of course, we provided all of that. We are certainly building up the economy of all the countries in the world as we move towards this one world government. We can't let the American people understand the real objective of America's foreign policy. It has nothing to do with terrorism. We finance the terrorists. It has to do with creating a world government. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the world government, but it takes money. Go right ahead, Bob.
And you've just accidentally stepped into almost my next point that I was going to make. Again, when I get looking and trying to analyze where could all that money go? You know, I mean, you get to the point where it's so much money that's vanished. You say, well, where possibly, you know, nobody can go in and say, oh, listen, can notify my banker I'm going to transfer $55 billion this afternoon, or even $7 billion, you know, or even $300 million, you know. You just can't do that without red flags leaping up all over the place. So, again, you get back down to saying, where in the world could you utilize all those funds? And it finally jumped out at me doing some research on the new video that I'm doing. And that is these underground facilities that we've been talking about for several years, including like the crazy situation at the Denver airport, which is sort of an out in front kind of an operation. But there are probably something like 97, maybe even more, major underground facilities that are either completed, but the big point that I'm making now are the ones that they're finishing up, and they are totally above top secret. Congressmen and senators don't even know about these unless they're that limited few at the top. Recently, by the way, I can make this point too, they took our NORAD, Cheyenne Mountain, the Military Control Center, NORAD, that's inside Cheyenne Mountain. It's been there for years. This thing is like 16 stories underground. It's constructed many, many years ago. This is that place that's got the giant doors out in front that are atomic. You could drop an atomic bomb in the front yard and it won't unlock these doors. You know, it's at that ridiculous amount of security. They took everything out of there a little while ago, actually a couple years ago. They've been moving all this, everything that was in there, out, and they've just moved it to one of our regular military bases, actually the Patterson Air Force Base. And they've put the entire operation that used to be in the mountain and moved it out to the Peterson Air Force Base. All right. And that's a pretty soft target, but they've moved and changed their, at the very highest level of our covert secret government, they've changed their attitudes about a lot of things recently. This is a move that never would have taken place 15, 20 years ago, but it has taken place now. Again, what they've done is moved everything out. That's because they are utilizing and plan to and are presently filling that place up with survival materials for the elite. All right? It's being converted into the emergency elite survival location inside what used to be our NORAD location, in the side of the Cheyenne Mountain Range. That's one, okay? Now we have probably, as I said, a minimum of 92 of these different facilities that we've been drilling and making and creating. We've been filling them up with survivalist foods and equipment and material. And now there is the location, especially if you ever got into adding up the quantity of locations and all that. We have them all over. We have them in, you know, Arizona, Alaska, California. We have the huge, what do they call it, Weather Mountain operation just outside of Washington, D.C. That's a huge underground facility that's also been reinforced and built in a manner such to be a perfect hideout, so to speak, in the case of some strange situation going on. Originally, a lot of these were done on the basis of the atomic weapons, the possibility that we would be attacked, so they had to have some of these locations. I don't believe that that is their concern. I have a feeling that there is secretly acknowledged at a high level, they're secretly acknowledged that there may be something that we are not used to. We may be having something coming from outer space, and what I'm talking about, of course, is actually like a meteor or something of that sort, or an influx of several of these that may potentially become a problem in the next 5 years. And that's what I believe the change in direction is. We've been assisting the Russians, like you mentioned. We've been financing things for a long time, but we've actually been financing these same types of underground facilities for the Russians. We've also, I don't know about the Chinese situation, but China has been building some of these underground facilities as well. And I don't know if we're financially assisting them. I'm not sure. But and the Chinese have done that. You know, I think we talked about this a little bit before, about these cities that the Chinese have been building. They've been building cities way inland, away from the ocean side. They have not just a few, but they have like 12 entire cities finished and constructed, and there is no one living in them. And I spoke to a fellow just 3 days ago, a friend of mine who was visiting China about 30 days ago, and he had seen one of these cities. He had in one of these controlled tours that they let you go by, and they drove past one of these cities where they had these 50-story apartment buildings, hundreds of them, completely done, and nobody's living in it. And now these are not leftover financial blunders. These are not errors where somebody's built more than they were supposed to by mistake. They are still under construction. They have, like I said, 8, 10, 12 finished. They're working on a couple more. And to my surprise, I found out that in Africa, they are actually, the Chinese have built one of these cities in Africa. Whether it's done under some kind of a financial contract situation, I'm not sure. But they actually have built now an empty city in Africa, and skyscrapers and everything, the whole ball of wax, everything. We're talking water processing, government buildings, business skyscrapers, and all of this built inland in the higher level elevations, and with no one living, and they're living in them. And they're completing another one as we speak, or another two or three. There's a city called Ordos. You can look this stuff up. I'll tell you the best way I can suggest to people, if you want to really be surprised and scratch your head to figure out what's going on, go on Google, as on your computer, and Google the word ghost Chinese ghost cities, China ghost cities, or ORDOS is one specific city. And there's extreme coverage on there. You'll see pictures, the photographs, and all of that, and try to figure out what's going on there. Between that and the underground facilities that we have been involved with, including in Australia and the United States and other places, the seeds that they're putting in up in the seed vault to ensure reproductions later on in the case of some kind of a calamity. Somebody knows something that I don't know, and they're spending some of these trillions that have been vanishing. That's where the money's going. Because, again, we're talking about building locations. The Chinese, when they're, again, I use them, they're building these cities the size of Manhattan, for crying out loud.
I think that's such an interesting thing, Bob, because basically we're being told, oh, they just made a mistake. They built all of these cities, thinking that people are going to be able to buy the buildings, and they haven't been able to buy them, aw, shucks. And, you know, I just had this uneasy feeling that somehow we're being sold a bill of goods, because it doesn't make sense. The Chinese are too smart to build whole cities and not have anybody living in them.
And plus, I think
they think that you're really onto something.
And plus what they're doing, and I'm going to include this in my brand new video. This probably be the last one I can do. It takes so much out of me to accomplish these things properly. But I'm going to finish most of this. It will be very clearly defined and with some amazing photographs and things of that sort included in it, live footage. But even Russia recently, for some reason, had started doing into the mountains kind of stuff as well. And again, I don't know where they're getting their money. They're pretty much a broke, superstar that's lost its fame. You know, they don't have any money. But the a lot of this you can look up. See, God bless for the fact that we have the, you can do the Google Earth. You can do Google Earth and zoom in on these cities. They're gigantic, and you can get in close enough where you'll see this whole city there that could handle 2 to 4 or 8 million people, each one of them. And there, you go zoom in, and there's only 15 automobiles. The only people that are in these cities are the security people to make sure nobody comes in, does vandalize, or steal anything, and the people in there to maintain it. And again, I have to get back to this. They have complete water reserves. They have huge facilities for their power and power generation, all of that. It's completely what you would call a turnkey situation, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they're still building them. And there's no way that, we periodically here in the United States, we complain, we'll see where some city or county has built some highways and some jerk somehow engineered an exit that exited off of the highway and didn't go anyplace, and they say, oh, it was a $500,000 mistake, and that they just leave it, block it off, and leave it hanging in the air. But like you said, the Chinese are not stupid at all, and they don't go in and build 12 cities back several hundred miles in from the coastland. And I think, in relative to those cities, I think they are built to be the place for the survivors of some kind of a total tsunami that's going to wipe out the whole eastern half of China. And I think they're anticipating the possibility of that, and that they have cities that are being built to hold the people that live through whatever might happen. And again, as far as our money is concerned, I think these multi-billions and trillions have been pumped right into the Denver, Colorado project, the mountainside project, which are all over the darn place. And they, I bought some food, some survival food, dried foods and some of that stuff. Not a heck of a lot. I bought enough that I thought that, in case of an emergency, I would need it. But I found out that 2 or 3 of those biggest manufacturers of those goods have been sold out for 3 years on a lot of their product because it's been contracted to our government. They've been buying for no less than 4 years, 5 years. The government has been buying most of the dried foods that these companies could manufacture. And we're not using it. You know, the war is not big enough, over in Iran and Iraq or any of these, Iraq anyhow, and none of these desert operations. We don't have any wars going on big enough to occupy all of the production coming out of these dry food operations for the last 5 years?
Well, basically, Chris, I'm fairly close to these companies because we actually advertise for them. And you're right that more recently now the food has been available, but for a matter of a year or two there, a couple of years, why, of course, there wasn't any, unless you certainly had real connections, why, well, this gentleman we work with from the freeze-dry food,
right.
Mountain House Food, and basically he was able to get it, but most of the dealers were not able to. There are only two or three major dealers in America that get Mountain House Food, and even that, they were somewhat restricted. Certainly the other people that deal with the hydrated food, they were having the similar problems. A lot of that they made themselves, but a lot of the things that they would ordinarily buy from others just were not available. Now, they put in a phenomenal amount. And is this the Office of Homeland Security? Why would they be storing all that food? Why would they be storing it's a phenomenal number of bullets they bought, you know, I don't know, you know, 45 million or 70 million hollow point bullets you can't use for military purposes. Why is the Office of Homeland Security buying those? Who are they going to protect, and who are they going to protect us from? Are they going to protect us? Are they going to be used on the public? Our guest has been Bob Fletcher. Ladies and gentlemen, I think Bob is certainly making some very valid points. Vast amounts of money are disappearing, and there's no question this is going on. Question is, where is it going? Of course, the media very seldom talks about it. You'll see it for a day or two, and then, oh yes, the military lost a couple of trillion dollars, and the Fed lost a couple of trillion dollars. Where could it have gone? And why doesn't the media keep talking about that day after day?
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountain, to the prairie, to the old
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, of course, is Bob Fletcher, and certainly fascinating information. And, you know, certainly I've wondered what they were doing with all of this money, but I didn't put it together. I think he's onto something. Basically, you have to understand that there is an invisible government, and they know what they're up to. They are up to something of no good at all. But certainly on our side, there is a God. He knows what's going to happen. He certainly is going to allow this to happen if the people of our country do not turn back to him. Are there going to be terrible repercussions? Will it be some sort of a massive earthquake? Will it be tidal waves? Will it be diseases? Will it be a nuclear war? I don't know, but I know that something big is coming. Certainly a financial collapse is coming. Another war is coming. And it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. Make your preparations accordingly, ladies and gentlemen. Make your preparations accordingly, certainly, but also remember that this is a spiritual battle, and you want to have a personal relationship with our Lord. Let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's latest DVD set, The Final Countdown. And basically, he's done one earlier, which we've distributed. Now he has a new one, and we're enjoying watching it. We have the first five DVDs available, and there are probably going to be about 60 DVDs available in this set. But it's called The Final Countdown. It goes into the prophecies that are being fulfilled today, and God tells us it's going to be terrible, terrible times that are coming. But also, every one of the DVDs ends with a personal invitation from Pastor Billy Crone to have a personal relationship with our Lord. And basically, this is one reason we enjoy putting this information out, because we hope it will draw some of you into that personal relationship, which will be your greatest protection in the days that lie ahead. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should simply point out that our ministry is primarily listener-supported. We will be actually keeping 1 hour of shortwave. We had so many people that certainly had depended upon that shortwave for the information they want to get, and certainly financially we're strapped, but we did finally get a better price, so we are going to keep up the second hour of our afternoon program. Our evening program, we're not going to be able to keep on shortwave, but certainly I think the maximum listening audience is that program that's 4 o'clock on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. And so if you listen to that, you'll be pleased to hear that we are going to continue with that. And then we ask you to go to our website of radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can read our newsletters, you can watch our DVDs, certainly you can certainly listen to our programs on a regular basis. Then, of course, we ask you, of course, if you're in a position financially to help Radio Liberty, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You certainly would want to get my talk on, it's a DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. You want to get the Roslyn Peterson's DVD on geoengineering. That's geoengineering. Betty Martini's DVD on aspartame. Michael Shaw's DVD on Agenda 21. They're all very, very well done. And then my DVD on population control, the covert agenda, because there is a covert agenda behind the effort to limit the population of the world. And they really do tend to kill off most of the people in the world. And you say, that doesn't make any sense, ladies and gentlemen. We're not dealing with people making sense. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. If you haven't read Constance Cumby's work, we have her book, secondhand copies, admittedly, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, the 4-tape set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, and then, of course, the DVD, The Emergence. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray, of course, for America, for our ministers, for our leaders. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and certainly Joyce Riley, certainly Noah Hutchings, certainly Butch Paul, the others on the front lines. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful. You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 13 August 2012. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope it was a little wet for you, maybe a little cooler for you. Seems like we're getting some relief here in the heartland. I thank you very much for joining us today, caring about your world, wanting to learn about it. So if we don't need the help, we can help someone else. And today's program will do just that. We're going to be talking to Dave Krieger about the mortgage industry. Foreclosure fraud. We got to stay on top of this. It is growing nearly every day. And if we can help one person save their home, it will have been worth it all. I'm serious about that. Imagine being thrown out of your house, being placed in a situation where you don't have the things that are important to you or the place that you wanted to live in. I mean, it's not the be-all, end-all, but it is important. And if we can save someone's food, home, life, the way that they live, the way that they want to live their life,